Yes, Boomer Bunker Prime Time. September 23rd, second day of fall, the 246th day of this country's fall. Right now, I'm falling all over this intro, so take it away, John.
Boy, I tell you what, I love that rap, but please do not tell me that the mullet's coming back. That haircut needs to stay in the 90s.
Well, that was the real Samson. If you want to look him up, he's on YouTube. I don't know exactly what his YouTube channel name is, but you can just Google that and find it. Just Real Samson Rapper with a R, not a WR, John. And if you'll look at his older videos, he does have longer hair, and I guess he got it cut back. Maybe he had to get a job or something, you know, maybe the rap thing isn't really paying off.
Listen, dude, the mullet. I mean, the business in the front, party in the back. That should have left when we got rid of Miley Cyrus's father, Billy Ray. That's when that.
Don't tell my heart.
I keep breaking heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember those days? So, Bob, it's nice to be here on a Thursday night. What a day of days today was. A lot of.
We can only do this while Thursday Night Football is on the NFL Network, where I cannot watch it. So,
okay. All right. We can pick another night.
I'm a cord cutter, John. I refuse to pay them for garbage.
It is the truth. I mean, I was trying to look at what is actually what the three major networks, when I say it's CBS, ABC, NBC, you know, what kind of shows they have. And it's just nothing. There's just nothingness on there, nothing to watch. Everything's a reboot. Like we said, you know, before, they're bringing back the Wonder Years, but it's a black family. That actually sounds like interesting. I would like to watch that to see how they do it. And then anything that they do have new, it's all woke propaganda. It's all just shoving that diversity and all that nonsense. Every show's got a transgender, a gay.
That's the modern society we live in, and I think that our staple television programming should represent the modern society.
How many transgender people do you think there are in America? If you could take a guess.
We have one in the chat right now.
Is he? She?
I
don't know what to call it.
Don't dead gender it.
Just saying. I have no idea. It's Brandon. It's Rachel. It's a cartoon at sometimes. It's ridiculous.
Earlier, I think it was a Muppet.
And then it's all for attention. Femboy. Okay, femboy.
No. Jacob's a femboy. You wish you could be Jacob.
Right.
You're too tall to be that. He's like 6'5".
I can't believe you. He is 6'5"?
Brandon is, yes.
That's ridiculous. And dressed up like that?
Curator of the Promises Kept Collective and the Hey, How's It Going show. And most recently, the new Coyote, Keep It or Delete It.
Keep It or Delete It.
I actually like that show. I'm not going to lie.
It sounds like it could be interesting.
It's an excellent idea. I'm almost like, you know, jealous. It's a really good idea.
Well, that's great. It's a shame they're going to ruin it.
Well, Dave's going to die, so.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Just kidding.
You know, in that song, the guy does, you know, make a point. He says, you know that there's something wrong with America when Waffle House closes at 11. Dude, why is there any reason to go to Waffle House before 11 p.m.?
Exactly.
There's none.
Now, they should close it from, I don't know, 6 to like midnight. Open it up at midnight to like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
That's the only reason anybody goes there is for breakfast.
The only reason I ever went there was because my band played. We loaded our gear, and at 2:30 in the morning, we needed food in our belly to absorb all the alcohol that we'd consumed during the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the place to go after hours to grab something to eat. Yeah, that's what the Waffle House is good for. So
you want to talk about rehashing old TV shows? Let's rehash a topic that we discussed on our last episode, the one where Boris Johnson, the Is he PM? What do you call him? What is he?
He's the Prime Minister. Yeah, he's the Prime Minister. I don't know
if they go by that. So yeah, he's the PM of England. And he was here visiting, and he and Biden were doing like a sit down thing, and he invited questions from his press pool from England that happened to be in a room. And then I guess our press pool thought that it was okay for them to start throwing questions at Biden, and they quickly ushered everybody out of the room. Now, you know, they say climate change is our biggest threat. Personally, I think it's this regime change.
Yeah, I do.
So, John, you have that clip. This is Jen Psaki, however you enunciate her name. She fields a question from the press pool there in regards to what happened in those clips we played the other day.
Understanding of what transpired in the Oval Office yesterday when we were all in there trying to hear from the President and the Prime Minister.
Which aspect?
Well, the British Prime Minister and the American Oval Office called on British reporters, and then when American reporters tried to call on the American President, we were escorted out, let's put it that way.
Well, I think in that circumstance, and I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this. But he called on individuals from his press corps without alerting us to that intention in advance.
All right. So basically what they did, whoopsie, behind the curtain.
Why? Your skirts, your slip is showing.
I uncrossed my legs and you saw my vajayjay.
And you're no Sharon Stone.
I am not.
More like sharing your stones. Am I right? Hey-o. Okay, enough of that boomer shit.
Look like an old sailor sitting on two duffel bags. I'm sorry. Back to Jen.
More like a little bird's egg in a nest.
Something like that. Anyhow, back to Jen. So they did. They, God forbid, Biden answers a question without a teleprompter or any way of being able to answer a question. They panicked and they basically grabbed everybody by the shirt and pants and drug them out of the room. So,
well, you know, I would give the guy a shot. Unlike what the other side did with quote unquote our guy, I would give this guy a shot if he'd just show me a reason to give him a shot, you know. And I don't mean like a jab in the arm. I mean like a chance to, okay, I can get behind this guy, but he has shown us zero evidence that he's capable of doing anything other than royally screwing everything up.
No, I get it.
Now, in regards to Jen Psaki, don't play that video. That's not the one.
Stop that.
That's the one, but that's not the one that I edited.
Well, which one is the one you edited?
I'll bring it up. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. That is the one that I edited. It just didn't get all of it. Scroll it up 1 second. I've got it here. I'll run it. I did a little digging into Jen Psaki, and it turns out she's a lizard person, and here's proof.
Okay.
Ahead of time to
ask you about some recent about the some of what different separate. Many of us were
sitting readout or has for domestic air travel.
Because they announced a second global
quick question about the security.
Stole my Fed question.
Oh my God.
Laid out. I didn't have any regrets about.
So you said from the FAA get to cutting supplies.
One follow up question.
I'm wondering if you could just talk to.
Yeah, clarification. This question I asked. It sounds like his Department of Public Safety.
Sure.
So she's licking her lips because she's so nervous up there because she's got to go up there and lie. And if anybody asks her a serious question, what is she going to do? How is she going to lie her way out of that? Or it must be a nightmare.
There's only three answers for that. One, she's a lizard person. Two, she's closely related to Gene Simmons. And three, she is actually LL Cool J in, whiteface.
Okay, so that two, no, she doesn't have long enough tongue. Three, no, she has Caucasian features. And one, I guess it's a possibility if you believe in lizard people. I do not. I don't know. I mean,
this podcast is over, buddy.
Why, you believe in the lizard people?
I don't know. I don't believe in anything. I entertain it because it's hilarious.
Oh, I love the stories. The stories are amazing. And you know what? What if I'm wrong? What if there are actually lizard people? And we don't know it. It could happen. It could be. I've seen worse than lizard people. Who knows? I mean, if you just go to any big city.
We should like check her home for really bright, you know, light bulbs and rocks.
Oh, you mean it's got to be warm there?
Well, then she has to, you know, maybe she like, you know, likes to sleep on a big rock with a lamp on her.
Oh, molting season must be a bitch.
Ooh, I'd hate to be her maid.
Exercising her tongue. Well, there you go. Mr. Pisaki might be happy about that.
Or maybe the maid.
The maid. Could be the maid. The
aforementioned maid.
Could be the maid.
So what is that? I have zero segues into anything that's on our board. So go for that.
Okay. All right, let's just go to Conor McGregor, who threw a foul ball.
He threw a foul home run.
Well, he is that what you think that is? I mean, to be honest with you, I think that
if you're going to keep bringing up everything in Google Drive, I'll just open it.
Why? What is wrong? You're so patient. No one can see this. No one can see what's going on. You can see in the background because you can see what I'm doing.
Well, the last video that you did was like small because it was within Google Drive. I'm not hating.
You're insufferable. I'm
thinking of the viewer. Some people are watching on.
Yeah, you're arguing right now. You're like a chick.
This is Biden's America. Not everybody has a big giant phone right now. There's some people maybe watching on a little.
Is that too small, everybody? Is that too small? Maybe wait. Yeah,
vote in the chat. Vote all three of you. Vote in the chat.
Yeah. Is that better? Is that better if I do that? Is that does that work? Yes.
It's more gooder. Yeah.
It's a 6-second clip that we've been talking a minute about.
Yeah. So, but I want him to see how bad this guy's arm is.
Well, if you'd shut up, I'd play it. Here we go.
Yeah, because you need the audio for this.
Oh, it's not. It doesn't even have any audio.
Is it wind up and it's out of here? It hits the brick wall. Was he running to the base?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to back this up slowly if I can. Like when it hit the guy had to run to the other side to get it. Or I mean, I would feel more comfortable if Conor McGregor was throwing at me, like. I would feel the safest he was throwing at me. I've never seen, I mean, Baba Booey, Gary Delabate threw a better pitch than that. And it's not much better.
Oh, he thought he was more of a catcher.
Maybe. Well, he's married, got a couple kids.
So the other day on the show, I made a comment. I don't know what your take was, but I said that there's probably going to be more kids die from in Chicago from gun violence than die from COVID. And then I saw this today and I'm like, hold on, let me pull it up.
You want to pull it up? I'm afraid to do anything now, Bob. You're very, very touchy today.
I'll pull them down.
You pull them up, pull them down. Pull them
down. Okay. This is from, of course, Fox News. I didn't purposely get this. It was just on Twitter. More kids shot in Chicago this year than killed by COVID-19 nationwide. 302 shot in Chicago. 214 children, 17 or younger, have died with COVID. I refuse to say from.
Okay. So they've died with COVID. And again, they have to wear the masks. And I love that you see pictures of the kids with the masks on and the teachers behind them without masks. And nothing frosts my balls. Your slip is showing. Nothing frosts my balls more than watching them mask kids and adults are sitting there with no masks on. I mean, just absolutely pisses me off.
Yeah, I saw a compare contrast earlier today that had them at the, was it the Emmy Awards? Would not a mask to be found. Now there were masks on the help.
Yeah.
You know, we're working, you know, on the quote unquote slaves. And then one under it was a parent trying to fight a like a 2-year-old to wear a mask, you know?
The thing is, let's just talk about the Emmys for a second. Everybody has to have a vax card to get in. So everybody's vaccinated. The help's vaccinated. Everybody in there, all the people that are running the show, they're all vaccinated. There shouldn't be a problem. There shouldn't be any mask wearing. There shouldn't have to be. Everybody's vaccinated. Why does the help, the slaves, have to be masked? And then all the other hoity-toity celebrities, they get to go without a mask. And they're all laughing and talking and sitting side by side. No distancing. This is all bullshit, and they know it's bullshit. You'll see Democrats, they'll all be sitting around talking, and none of them, not one of them, there'll be 30, 40 of them in a crowd. They're all next to each other talking. And then as soon as the cameras come on, they all grab their face diaper and put their face diaper on to virtue signal to the public. Oh, you need your mask. You need your mask. As soon as the light for the camera goes off comes the mask. Bunch of freaking hypocrites, all of them. All of them. At least the Republicans are like, hey, listen, I'm vaccinated and I should not have to worry about COVID, although it almost killed Lindsey Graham. He had it bad and he was vaccinated. Humble opinion. Do you think these vaccines are working after 6 months, or you think like I do?
I think they're working great at making everybody fight each other and at making pharmaceutical company investors very, very, very wealthy.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask my question again because you didn't answer it. Do you think these vaccines are effective and work from stopping COVID? Because that's what they were supposed to do. You get this vaccine, you don't get COVID. Now, all of a sudden, people are getting COVID. Now they go, whoop, hold on. If you get the vaccine, you might get it, but it won't be as bad. Then people are going to the hospital and people are dying. And they go, well, hold on. Maybe we'll give you a third shot. We don't have any testing on a third shot. There's no testing on this. No,
well, I mean, Israel, no, I think they're on their like fourth shot now.
But they just started this. We don't know if there's any kind of, we don't know what kind of consequences is going to be, any kind of side effects or anything. They keep pumping this shit in there.
I am an eternal skeptic, so I don't trust any of the numbers. So if you were to say, oh, well, you know, only 4% of vaccinated die from COVID, you know, I don't believe any of that shit. I don't have accurate numbers, so I don't have anything to go by.
I'm going off script, Bob. I don't know if you heard this, but Biden had Florida was opening up a bunch of clinics where if you had COVID, you could go in there and you could get the shot Regeneron, which is the antibody shot. Right. And it was working. All right. And you get like two shots and people were getting better in 3 days. And, you know, people had it real bad and they said they got the shot. And then within a day, they felt like a lot better, 50% better. And then and they got the other shot and they felt great. So they were going through like 30,000 shots, I guess a month, maybe a week. I can't remember if it's a week or a month. What does Biden do? Screw that guy. That's a Republican state. And he's making us look bad because he's treating this shit. And if they find out that they can treat this with this and not get the vaccine, we'll never get this vaccine in people's arms. So what does his asshole do? He goes and he starts restricting the amount of the drug that Florida can get. And what do they use for an excuse? Equity. Because what about the other states? You know, we got to get this to the other states in case they need it. Well, yeah, if they need it. But right now, Florida's going through a surge and they're saving this. So what does I love this guy, Ron DeSantis. He is such a rock star. And I'm telling you what, every time they think they got him checkmated, he comes around and does something else. He went around that and bought shots from the company without the government, not without the federal government. He's getting the shots. See, he's buying them. The state's buying them.
He's so cool. He bought the entire state of Florida a round of shots.
There you go. And if you're living in Florida and you get this, you know, you go right. As soon as you find out, you start to have symptoms, you go. As soon as they find out you have COVID, they take you over, give you a shot, and then they're not going to the hospital. They're not clogging up the emergency rooms. They're not taking up hospital beds. They're not in the ICUs. They're not using respirators or anything like that. And it's curing people of this disease. And the White House, for some reason, is having a shit fit because they can't have this thing all of a sudden be cured with this shot. This is ridiculous. And
isn't Florida's elderly population a little bit higher, I'd say, per capita than
there's only
anywhere else in this country?
There's only one other state where the population is older per capita, and that is Maine. And that's because there's like 50 old people there and a moose. But if you want to go for, I mean, hey, we used to say, everybody retires to Florida. We used to call it God's waiting room. Florida was God's waiting room.
Yeah.
And they're curing people over there.
Sweden's slumber party.
Right. And if they did this in California, or they did this where all these other surges were, and they started giving it to people, and they found out it worked, and they found out you did. And then guess what? Now you have the antibodies and you don't need that.
Can't have that shit. Not in a red state.
No, you can't have that. You can't drop numbers in a red state. You're going to make us look bad. Well, Jesus Christ, what doesn't make you look bad?
Well, you heard Gretchen Whitmer's like flipped.
Oh, she absolutely. Why, Bob? Why did you think she flipped?
Voting time's coming. I don't know. Campaign yeah,
she's,
shit.
She's up for election. That's right. That's right. And she's basically screwed.
When are they? When's their election? That's not this year, is it?
I think it is. I think she's up for election. I know our governor.
Year though, 21. That's kind of weird.
Hey, our governor for New Jersey's up this year. It's the elections this year. And I'm hoping it's the same thing happens with Biden and Trump that happens with our governor, that, you know, it doesn't matter who it is on the Republican ticket. It could be a houseplant. We're not voting for the Republican. We're voting against Governor McBeaver Teeth, well, Governor Phil
doesn't
Murphy.
Doesn't matter. They're going to win just like Gavin Newsom won. Wink.
Well, they're starting that shit here where they're going to send out all these mail-in votings to everybody that's registered. And the voting registrations are not kept up. Not kept up to date.
If you happen to get a mail-in ballot, if it looks anything like the one that was in that video from the other day, try to use different kind of lights and see if you
can I will
see
definitely that. Do that. And I don't think we put that on here today. Or that video wasn't here.
It was in there. No, are you sure?
Oh, I don't remember us using it. No, we didn't. We did. I might have done that in the after show when we were talking later or whatever. That's
right.
Bob had a video where someone, and again, we don't know this. It's a TikTok video. And basically what they did was they went in a dark room and they used a light. And when they shined the light on the envelope, you could see what was inside the envelope. You could see whether they voted to recall or not to recall. And if that's true, you take a bunch of these ballots, you go into a dark room with a flashlight and says, oh, recall, trash, recall, trash. Oh, not recall. Oh, we're going to count this one. Now, I'm not saying that it was done. I'm just saying it could have been done if this is true. And we can't have that. Because if we don't believe that we have fair elections, then we're just a banana republic. We're no better than a third world country. We're no better than Cuba, Russia, China. None of that shit. Bob's furiously looking for that video.
I already, it's gone.
Yeah, it's okay. But did I describe it well?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, when your ballot comes in, do, you know, go ahead and mark it like you would. Put it in the envelope and just...
In the envelope? Yeah, go in a dark room and take a bright flashlight and shine at the...
Yeah, I wish the lady would have went into a little more detail regarding the kind of light she used. Just say, I'm just using just a regular flashlight, or she's using an ultraviolet. Because I have ultraviolet, an ultraviolet flashlight that I use to help me find swirls in paint on my car when I polish it.
Really?
That makes them stand out. Yes.
Okay. I would imagine. But what happens when you find out if they stand? What do you do then, Bob?
You polish them out more.
Okay. Just
keep polishing until that shit, you can bring your wife out and say, here, honey, do your makeup in this mirror. And that mirror is the paint on your car.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you. My luck, I'd burn right through the paint. Hey, honey, come out here and put your makeup on in this primer, this shiny primer.
Damn. Do you know who Mac Miller is? And I don't mean the guy who died 3 years ago, the rapper who died 3 years ago.
I'm thinking it has to do with the lieutenant governor of Colorado?
Nevada.
I was close.
So, okay. This video, I don't know if I should play the video first and then give more details or whatever. I'll just play the video first.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Before you do that, just give us a little backstory of what was going on and then play the video. Because when I saw the video, I was like, what's going on here? I didn't understand it.
Okay. From what I know, there was a mask mandate meeting, something to that effect, going down. I think it was in Reno, but I'm not real sure. I'm not real sure where Nevada does their business.
Okay.
So this guy, Mac Miller, he barged in there. Now there is video out there of him acting up, but not in this video, and I couldn't get it. But you can kind of tell here from the very beginning where he's, you know, being basically walked out by two cops, I'm guessing. It just says security on their back. So I don't know if they're...
You're being kind when you say walked.
Well, they've kind of got him off the ground, and they're
dragging him out of the place.
Yeah.
But, they're dragging him out of the place.
Yeah, and not necessarily on his own power. So he's got his arms in the air, and he's yelling.
This would be the time to play the clip instead of you describing what happens. Just saying.
Okay.
You're going to break my balls.
Thanks, coming producer. Back at you.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Oops.
All right. Do you see how he's playing this up?
Yeah, he's taking a dive.
Let me back it up a little bit. Slow-mo.
They didn't throw him. They tried to take three people through a...
You fucking cracker. There we go. All right. Here we go. He's kind of moving on his own power, but he's moving backwards.
He's moving backwards.
Now, it looked like, you know, when you watch it full speed, it kind of looks like they put him through this thing and it like fell on him or something like that. But no, he, from what I could tell, nothing of this thing touches him. Like, no, they've got him up off the ground right there.
Yeah, he's jumping and they're still pushing him. But the thing is right here where they all try to go through that metal detector at the same time, two of them get stuck. And they start to knock it over.
Right.
And then
it doesn't touch him, though. From what I could tell from this angle, it doesn't touch him. I think both of the guards have it on their weight on it.
See the guy who's sitting there, he grabs it. There's a guy on the right that grabs it and holds it from going down. And then now the guy hits the ground.
Well, they kind of gently set him. See, his legs are bending there and he's going to his butt. And then he just lays down.
Yeah,
they didn't throw him to the ground.
Well, the guy does have his leg in the air. Like he's trying to, he's holding up like he's going to have birth.
Now, look at his phone. He's got his phone out. He's recording all of this for his own use.
Sure he is. He's got a lawsuit going on here. Look at this.
Hey, that's your lieutenant governor. I said, hey, man, that's your lieutenant governor.
Now, those two security guards right there have just shit two bricks. Each of them just shit a brick because they had no idea that was the lieutenant.
Well, then they're both idiots because it's not. He is just an activist from Nevada who either ran or is running for lieutenant governor.
Oh, I thought he was lieutenant governor.
He doesn't hold that office. Kate Marshall was lieutenant governor or is currently lieutenant governor of Nevada until she recently took a job at the White House as a senior advisor to the governor's in the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs. Her chief of staff, Christina Lopez, is the consummate public servant until the governor appoints a new lieutenant governor. So the people in this video and online saying that this guy is the LG are as stupid as the cops carrying him like a dirty diaper.
Okay, so here, once again, until you get some more information, you know, you think this happened, you think that these security guards basically walked the lieutenant governor out and then he basically fell over backwards. But here's the thing. He's laying down there like, call an ambulance. He's fine. He didn't even look. Lay down. Go ahead. Lay down. Don't get up.
Oh man, you gotta bleed this for everything you can. Go ahead, man. Lay back, man. You were just assaulted. Yeah, and you're don't forget, dude. You're black. Don't forget about that.
Dial 911 and call me a lawyer. Get my lawyer on the phone.
Look at this chick. Let me get in there and get some video real quick. Yeah, let me get some of that video real quick. Here
comes some. Look at, she's got the white flag. Let the virtual signaling begin. Come on in, white woman, and tell us what we need to do. There's two white women. There's one down there on her knees.
This guy's acting like he's just got, you know, clobbered.
Right. He's fine. Ain't nothing wrong. Get up. Stand up. Now look.
I'm sorry. We're awfully sorry about that. Would you like some? A free bottle of water from the. This guy that's actually taking this video, he's the one that yelled, "That's your lieutenant governor," and the entire time during all this, he's yelling at the cops, "You're done. You're done, buddy. You realize how done you are?" And it's like, why would they be done?
Well,
this guy was acting. He's not. He doesn't hold a public office. He's an activist currently. And which is fine. He's an activist for something I happen to agree with. You know, I'm not for mask mandates. So he's trying to fight, I guess you'd say, my fight. But, you know, you don't walk into a room and just start screaming shit.
Hey, pick up your mask. Put that mask over your nose and mouth, lady.
So nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Oh,
wait, what's she got? What's on the poll? Is it she got a selfie stick? What does that say?
Resist tyranny.
Oh, I thought it said resist trannies.
You would think that. Is that sure? I can't read what that says.
Gitmo chicklet. I don't know. I have no idea what this says.
Epidemic or something. I don't know.
That's so funny. They're all out there. They got the t-shirts on. And this is, you know what? I got to tell you, they need to stand up and resist. They can't just let this go on. This is going on in Australia right now. And the police they're rioting in the streets every day. And nobody in the mainstream media, they're not covering this at all. Matter of fact, I heard, and what did I hear? I think I heard it on the No Agenda podcast today, that in Australia, Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, all the feeds for live feeds for Instagram and Facebook are shut off in Australia. In other words, they will not let
really?
You live stream. Yes. Yes. So this is some bullshit. And what the government is doing is using power over the social media companies, saying, you know what, if that stuff gets out and people start to see that, you know what, you'll be back in front of Congress again and you're not going to like it. So you get out there and you get these slaves under control. You stop showing the world what we're doing here. And the Australians, you know what, they're a rascally bunch, and I don't see them going away. And they don't even have weapons. And right now, Australia is the testing ground on whether they're going to try that shit here. And I really wonder, we've got all these guns and ammo and shit here. What is it going to take for this country to stand up and say, I've had enough? They're spending too much money. We can't, as a country anymore, everybody, we can't give them as much money as they need to spend. So you know what you got to do? You got to cut it off. You got to cut the money off. You got to shrink government, and you got to knock this bullshit off. We cannot support the entire world anymore. Our economy cannot. Bob, help me out here. I'm struggling. I'm doing everything.
I'm trying to find that No Agenda clip, but I didn't pay attention to today's show. So
Again, I'm not even sure if it was No Agenda. I'm not sure where I heard it, but the last.
They have a bunch of things from that area, primarily from I think Victoria, but yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. There isn't anything here titled to where it would.
Now I don't. Me, so yeah, I think it was in the beginning of the show or somewhere in there, and they started talking about Australia and how the mainstream media is not covering it, and I'm pretty sure this is Adams. Adam Curry, they said he had a producer that was trying to send him stuff. He was on the ground. He's Australian, was on the ground and just saying that they can't even get any kind of live streaming out. Facebook shut it down and Instagram shut it down.
Wow.
So that's their reports. And again, that's from the No Agenda show, which Bob and I are very big fans of. But yeah, I don't know. To me, I don't know what it's going to take for this country to stand up and to finally say to the people that run this country, the elites, that enough, enough is enough. This is basically, I mean, this is how the French Revolution started, where they started dragging out all the rich people and, you know, they got the guillotine out and heads rolled.
You know who the Kaiser Chiefs are?
I have no idea who the Kaiser
Chiefs are. Me either. But
are they a band?
Apparently.
A football team?
Apparently. I don't know. Maybe they bake rolls. I don't know. I think their last name of Chiefs is a little
maybe they're
racist.
German Indians? Kaiser Chiefs?
Yes. So this is a concert of theirs, and I have my own after thing to do after this.
See your hands again. Now they're all clean hands. I'm washing them.
I have performed many concerts with a microphone right here where I could talk to the audience in between songs. And I've never, ever once said, let me see your hands, and then said, they're clean hands because you've been washing them.
Washing hands.
I have washed my hands of audience members because they were trying to reach up and like mess with my shit while I was playing. But
reaching out.
Touching me. Touching. Don't do it. There we go. How many of you got the Pfizer vaccine?
Woo!
Now, quit stepping on it.
I'm sorry.
Pfizer vaccine. Can you hear it from Moderna? AstraZeneca. Same for the anti-vaxxers.
Boo.
That's right.
Boo. Let's hear it for the naturally immune.
Yeah. Again, this is what they're doing. I said this. I had a huge fight with my girlfriend over this today. And I'm saying that right now that what they're doing to the anti-vaxxers is the same thing that in 1930 they did to the Jews. And that's what started this whole Holocaust, because they villainized them in the press. And until the other people were like, they get what they deserve. They basically ran a smear campaign on Jewish people. And then when they loaded them on carts and took them to concentration camps and killed over 6 million of them, nobody even batted an eye, because they're like, well, it's just the Jews. Oh, well, it's just the anti-vaxxers.
Hey, hashtag never forget.
Yeah, hashtag never forget.
So I did my own version of this guy. Who here loves McDonald's?
Woo!
Yeah. Who here drinks Woca-Cola?
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Who here owns an iPhone?
Whee!
All right, does anybody like Nike? Let's hear it. Let me see those clean hands for the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's, you know, those nice new white Nikes you got, you're paying $200 for. A slave, a Muslim slave.
Uyghur Muslims.
I said Uyghur, just so everybody knows.
Okay, then.
All righty. Again, you know, we get yelled at all the time because we talk about too much COVID, but hey, I mean, how can you not?
Like, you mean like this? Nothing better than listening to some old guys ramble about politics.
Hey, you know what? There's an off button over there.
Well, no, keep listening. Fucking disagree with us in the chat.
Yeah, please. Tell us where we're wrong.
Please, or better yet, vote in somebody who doesn't royally fuck everything up. That would be great.
God forbid. You know, the funny thing is, like former President Trump was on with Glenn Beck the other day. He was on the Glenn Beck show and they were talking. And I'll tell you what, you can't believe how smart the Democrats make Trump sound. Like, in other words, the shit that they're doing and the way they're ruining this country, you're making Donald Trump sound like a genius, like a genius.
Hey,
and I'm a little Trump fan.
I would rather deal with a moron typing dumb shit on Twitter than to deal with watching what this man's doing to this country.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll take back my my berating of you. Listen, I just call it the way I see it. And I mean, if you come back, if you take and stand back and not listen to the mainstream media, hang on one second. If you don't listen to what the mainstream media is and broaden your horizon and listen to podcasts, both sides, left and right. And this way you get some kind of like a broader view of what's going on and then make up your own mind. That's all I'm asking. Make up your own mind.
This right here, this rambling, boring conversation.
What do you look at rambling, boring bullshit after I sat there and had to watch you try to explain how I got drugged backwards and there was a fucking video that showed it. I don't want to hear it. Play the video.
Well, I bring this video up because the other day, again, we talked about this. We talked about the Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and all that being erased.
Stop doing the show before the show. Play it.
Congratulate the woke left. In your attempt to be politically correct, you've made America more white than ever. Let's take a look at your cancel culture and what all you've whitewashed, shall we? Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Mrs. Butterworth, Frank White from Cream of Wheat, Miss Chiquita, the Frito Bandito, Lando Lakes Butter, the Redskins, the Cleveland Indians. And who still remains now amidst our most notable icons?
W-H-I-T-E. That spells white. Sing with me.
So congratulations. In your attempt to support minorities, you've erased all of them from the branding of America and made our store shelves and mascots whiter than ever. I understand your reasoning, but I don't think you quite thought through how this was going to end. Again, congratulations.
Let's give it up for them. They did a great job.
Yeah. You put more black people out of work than the cotton gin. Cut me a break.
There's more black people out of work than John Deere.
Exactly. And the same, yeah. What was it?
And I mean that in a non-racist way.
Just like we did back in the day, we took out the Indian, but we kept the land for the Land O'Lakes butter. Yeah, really smart. You took away Aunt Jemima, you took away Uncle Ben, you took away Mrs. Butterworth. You did all that shit, all the people of color in the branding. And who do we have? Captain Crunch, Pillsbury Doughboy, the Keebler Elves, white.
They changed Aunt Jemima into the Pearl Milling Company. I don't know what a mill has to do with syrup.
Nothing, but the mill grounds the wheat down into flour. So I guess that's worth that.
And I do happen to remember, I had a black friend a while back and his grandmother's name was Pearl. So I think that's still racist.
I always tell this one joke on December 7th. It's the only time I tell the joke, but I will tell it today.
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, because it was Pearl Harbor Day. And
I love Ben Affleck.
So it's, you know, I have a friend who's half Japanese and half black, and on December 7th, he attacks Pearl Bailey. Now, I know some of you boomers have to understand who Pearl Bailey is. She was a black Beetle singer.
Bailey's mom?
What's that?
Beetle Bailey's mom?
No, she was a black singer back in the 60s, 50s, and 60s. She was a black singer.
Oh, you mean like Whitney?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It was Pearl Bailey. And the joke is that he was half Japanese and half black, so he couldn't attack Pearl Harbor, so he attacked Pearl Bailey. That was the joke. It really wows them on December 7th. That's why I only tell it that day.
Where? At the nursing home during bingo?
No, I put it on my Facebook page. I put it on my Facebook page, and I get a lot of likes, a lot of chuckles.
Yep.
from the older folk. The young people have no idea who I'm talking about.
Put your teeth back in and laugh at that joke.
I have all my teeth.
Basically. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to anybody who did laugh at it.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Where else are we going here?
Who's Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig, I would imagine that was one of the James Bond guys, right? He was a James Bond actor.
I have no idea. I don't watch James Bond movies.
All right. So I put this up, right? I must have, because you don't know what's going on. So Daniel Craig believes that James Bond should not be a woman. And I could not. I mean, come on. Women. I understand women. You think you can do everything. But why do we still have women's tees in the golf course? You know, we move them up so you have a better shot. Why is it? There's just no way. I mean, there's a show now with Queen Latifah, the what's the name of that show? The Energizer Bunny? No, the Liquidator? No. What the hell is the name of that? Equalizer.
I was just letting you fall a little bit.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was just going to keep trying until I got it right or somebody told me. So now they're talking about having a black woman as James Bond because of the virtual signaling. Like, she could actually do what James Bond does. And that's bullshit. And again, what? Listen, go out and take a black woman and make her a spy. Just don't call her James Bond. Why don't we make a movie? We call it the First Husband's Club. And it's where three guys, friends, they get together. And when their wives are trying, those gold digging whores, they're trying to divorce them and take all their money. What happens? They get great lawyers and they find out. And the next thing you know, that they get to keep all their money and the gold digging whores have to go out and get themselves a job. Why don't we do that? Why don't we take that movie away from them? I don't care. Just go out and do your own shit. If you want to make a movie, you tried to do Ghostbusters with females. It fell on its face. Nobody cared. This Equalizer is going to fall on its face. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to watch it. I mean, all this shit that they try to do to take and make it where women can do the same thing as men. Cut me a break. It just can't. It's just not the way it is. Men are physically superior to women. Sorry. This is just biology. Let's just have a black channel only. I forgot we already have that. Bob's taking pictures. Are you with me, Bob?
No, I'm pulling up Find Friends because you lost me and I'm trying to find where you're at.
Find
Friends. Oh, that was a long way for a joke, but God damn it, if it didn't work.
Find Friends. I don't understand what you meant. Please explain the joke for us.
You don't know what Find Friends is?
Yeah.
You have an iPhone and you don't know what the hell a Find Friends is.
Yeah, I've never used it, but go ahead. So you want to find friends.
Well, others who have Apple devices, they can share their location with you. Like my wife, we just have it always shared. So if we're wondering where each other are, we can just pull it up on a map and there you are.
Okay, great. What does that have to, where was the joke at?
You lost me and I was trying to find you.
Oh, I'm so you don't understand that.
I had to explain that.
You don't understand that. Do you think that a woman could be James Bond or Jane Bond? Or
I think they should cast Pearl Bailey as James Bond.
Pearl Bailey is James Bond. That would have worked. I don't know.
So then
years ago,
if anybody watches that movie, then they can go back and watch this episode and laugh at your joke.
Maybe.
See what I did there?
No,
it all out. Okay. Solved that problem. I put that fire out. Damn it. I should get paid as a fireman.
You should. All right. Let's see what's up next. Hey, guess what? I hear that Rudy Giuliani is very happy because he was being sued by the big bad Dominion voting booth company.
I got the clip.
Why don't you bring up the clip, Bob?
Or do you want? Well, they were suing a whole bunch of people. At the same time, now I don't know if they were all in one case.
Donald Trump, or one of them. Who else would be?
There was like countries that were in this case.
Yeah, that other
they were going for billions of dollars,
right? And the New York Supreme Court dismissed the case.
Well, thanks for explaining the clip before I played the clip.
It says it in the clip,
y'all. This day just gets better and better. Listen up. On top of everything Sidney Powell's got going on with Dominion today, the deposition of Eric Coomer and then filing for discovery tomorrow. Breaking news. This just happened. The New York Supreme Court has just dismissed Dominion's lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani. Have a nice day.
So now, because I found this on TikTok, I had to do a little bit, you know, a little bit of digging, because it is TikTok. Just because it's on TikTok don't make it true. So, and I did do some digging, and I was surprised I couldn't find a lot of news stories on it. Now, as time went by, more and more news stories started to come up on, say, you know, Google. But the only other damn video I could find was two other damn boomer podcasters talking about it. I have to scrub the video a little bit because they argue for the first damn 15 seconds.
Was it us? Did you find it on GoDuckGo?
It's DuckDuckGo, Pearl Bailey.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a Real America Choice. This is kind of like the One America News or the Newsmax type. It's on, I know it's on Pluto app. I don't know if it's available on like regular cable, but.
How about the guy? Well, you're going to explain all this. Or can you explain who the guy on the right is? That's Steve Bannon, who used to be Trump's advisor.
War room. Pandemic.
Or I don't know who the guy on the left is, but go ahead.
He's the guy on the left.
He's the guy on the left.
He's the dude in the blue jacket. He should be wearing a hat, too, because it is just, that's why I wear one. It's distracting.
He's bald.
Directly from New York, directly from the Supreme Court of the state of New York County, a lawsuit against America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani dismissed. This is live from one of his top lawyers, Adam Katz, who you know.
Love Adam
top,
Katz.
Tough lawyer.
Tough.
A voter who's suing the mayor, suing President Trump and Deutsche Bank for $8.6 billion, all kinds of nonsense. Actually thought they had a chance in court. All claims rejected by the judge. All claims rejected.
Rudy's
$8.6 billion, homeboy. Maybe if they would have went for a more doable number, maybe the judge wouldn't have been like, "Yeah, this is a like frivolous."
So let me ask you just, I got to ask you this question, and this is off book. This isn't on the board. So what happens if they find out that the election was rigged? I'm just saying, if they find out that there was enough fraud to overturn the election,
well,
and they find out now, what can be done?
Well, you know, John, this statute of limitations is already up, and he's already been inaugurated, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Biden's your daddy.
Right. But the people, if this is true and they find out that there was enough voter fraud to overturn this election, and we still have to put up with this clown for 3 more years and his cackling hyena vice president.
No, it should be the table should be immediately flipped.
I don't think that's possible. I mean, I would imagine so, because the election was stolen. If they found this out, that would mean the election was stolen, the rightful elected president was removed, and we put in this puppet of a president, basically a puppet. And now here we are. So it would almost have to be reversed. And how can that be done?
I think it's going to definitely make Marjorie Taylor Greene more annoying.
Oh, I don't know about her. I mean, I don't know. She's another one. She's the Republican AOC. She runs her yap. She doesn't have much in the way of facts to back her up. And she looks like a moron. Your wife's voting for Hunter. Hunter Biden, the crack addict.
Hell yeah. I think him and Chet Hanks ought to become like besties.
Hold the phone. Did you guys already talk about the buses that the illegal aliens hijacked?
Yeah, there's been we'll get into that in a minute, or hell, we can get into that now, because I have some Ola AJ. AJ's back at it again.
Get out of town.
I wish I could. I have issues driving.
My favorite conspiracy theorist. There he is. Look at him.
Now, I had to kind of crop this video. So if you see the word it there, that's why. It was a TikTok, but you know how it works. Crop all that crap out.
No one cares, Bob. Just play the video.
You know what? You're about to get fired off your lip, sucker.
Or not. Play it or not. I don't care. What do you want to do?
So here we are at South International Boulevard. And Rio Grande. South Texas, Texas-Mexico border. And this is a giant illegal facility being massively expanded by Joe Biden, the puppet president, who said, once I'm in office, immediately surge the United States. And now children, many of them kidnapped, it's on record, even Senate reports, are being smuggled and given to the Democratic Party. So they come across the border, they're taken here by buses by the Border Patrol that's now being ordered by Biden to engage in this crime with them, aid and abet. They then bring them to this facility for a few days, prepare them, and then look right here. Here come the buses. They don't want us getting this.
Let's go. Get across the street.
Hey, you're running criminal activity. Oh. Don't you do your color of law with us, buddy boy. This is not private property. This is a right of way. And you're smuggling children. You don't try your color of law with me. Do you understand that? This is illegal. This is illegal, and you're outside your jurisdiction. You are a fraud. You're a security guard and a liar. Those are kidnapped children and families illegally being smuggled in the United States. Don't you try your security guard stuff with us. We know you're trying to destroy this country, and we're here to stop you. You and your boss Biden that said, rush the border, collapse this country. Our reporters were out here a few days ago. You told them they can't be here. Those are power poles. Those are right-of-ways that the taxpayers pay for. We have right to ride horses down this, to walk down this, do whatever we want right here. You're putting these barriers up right here. This right here violates state and federal law. This is an illegal encumbrance like everything else you're doing. Everything you do is a goddamn crime. And just because you come and wave your finger at us doesn't make you the boss. It's what you call color of law, just like they're doing smuggling these children in here. This whole thing's a goddamn fraud.
Get him, Alex. Get him.
All of this is taxpayer paid for.
He's like a little pit bull.
All of this is a giant criminal fraud. All of this. Stay out of my space, buddy.
I'm out of here.
You're already over the color of law. Unlawfully trying to tell us we can't be right over there.
Why is the
and this whole thing is illegal to begin with. You all should be citizen arrested for what you're doing. Shame on you aiding and abetting child trafficking. You're destroying this country. Go ahead and wear your two masks. You're a slave. All of you are pathetic. Unbelievable, un-American garbage. All these people are signed on to criminal activity with smuggling of children illegally, massively.
Yeah, that's where it ends. Unfortunately, that's because it's the 3-minute mark of the TikTok boundary. So,
God love Alex Jones. You know what? Just the passion in that. I mean, whether he's right or wrong, whether there's children in there or not,
he's definitely ballsy, man. I'm like, even if I had his money, I don't think I'd be able to do that, man.
He is
getting shot.
Yeah, they've basically pulled all his teeth out. They've taken him off of all the platforms. You can still go to alexjones.com or Infowars.com, and you can get the RSS feed. And if you have a podcast player that will accept an RSS feed, you just go in there, copy it, take it to your podcast player, put it in there, and then you still can subscribe to his podcast and get it every day.
Could I listen to that on the Bullhorn FM?
I don't know. I haven't checked the Bullhorn FM podcast app. I don't know. I use Overcast. I have an iOS phone, so I use Overcast. I love it.
Overcast. Well, Overcast.fm. Okay. So if you look at the video here, I'm gonna try to put my mouse pointer on it. Right there, the guy in the yellowish brownish colored shirt.
Oh, it's
the
blue mask on. Yeah, that's Race Grifter, Reverend Al Sharpton. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah. You nailed
it. His mask on.
But everything's okay now. He's at the border and he's going to fix it.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
There is no... Oh, son of a bitch.
What?
I clicked the wrong thing. That's some great audio there, isn't it?
Wait a minute. They're Mexicans. They're not black. What the hell am I doing here? I only come out here when there's black people that are involved, and where I can take and use my race. I'll use my race to get money out of corporations.
You didn't hear what he said. For all that hot air.
Oh, Jesus, Bob. I'm sitting here like trying to hear that it says something. It also is wind in the microphone. What?
There are 20 porta-johns.
You counted them?
Yes. I have 20.
There's a lot.
How would you like to drive up with that truck cleaning nose?
No, I wouldn't want to do one, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Look, go further down. They brought Haiti to the United States. It looks like Haiti down there.
Yeah,
it's with a cardboard town. TVs. Let me ask you a question. How do you get 14,000 people from an island to the southern border? How does that happen? How does that all of a sudden 14,000 people?
The same way you get 95,000 Afghans into this country.
Yeah, but we didn't bring, you think we brought them here? I mean, if you look at them, they don't have shoes. How did they fly? How did they get here? Like, they have nothing. They have barely, just the clothes on their back. And there's a southern border.
Maybe they dug a tunnel underneath the Gulf Ocean.
Oh, okay. I see we're doing, I guess so. Maybe aliens transported them. Hey. From the island over to Better Mexico. Yet,
CERN used
whoever
their
that is
hyper collider. And they slammed particles together and threw us into another black hole.
Right, and then all of a sudden, it shifted all these Haitians over to the southern border.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
It was the Berenstain Bears. Now it's the Berenstain Bears all over again.
Okay,
what?
I'm trying to agree with you.
I'm just glad that Al Sharpton is there to fix things.
Yeah.
By the way, I just hope everybody there that had a wallet held on to it real tightly while he was there.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out which corporation he can go after so where he can get some money into his own pocket. That guy has just been using his race to make money off of, you got a race problem? Give me a certain amount of money, I'll make it go away.
That says it all right there. I don't even need to play the video.
Why would you?
Well, speaking of holding on to your money, I don't know why anybody still lives in California, for real. Here we go.
I don't either.
I tried to edit this down a little bit because it was really long and just,
Okay. Right now.
I'm not a political person, but he's kind of messed things up.
Why is it so expensive?
Well, it is. It's a little insane, right? $6.75
a gallon.
Yes, not a tank. $6.75 a gallon, dude.
So it's $67 for 10 gallons of gas.
This is Mendocino, California. Now, apparently, this is a lone gas station. This is not a real major metropolis. So this gas station has been around for over 100 years, and they're talking about they may have to close because of this shit.
Yeah, I think this is enough.
How much is it today?
$6.78 a gallon for regular.
It's like you don't have money to spend like this.
I did a half tank this time.
It's not necessary. I'm retired myself.
They're having to do a half a tank of gas this time, hoping that maybe by the time that they get near E, it drops a little. Or they can make it to another area where it doesn't cost so damn much.
A normal car has like a 20-gallon gas tank. All right. So you're figuring it's $120 to fill your car up.
Yes.
When last year it was 40.
Oops. Yeah. It, I know when, Inauguration Day came around, it was like $1.68 and it jumped up something like a quarter almost overnight. And it was primarily because they shut down that, Keystone.
That's not why. It's because they stopped the fracking. They stopped giving permits.
But immediately it was because of that, even though that is not up and light and like functional right now.
No.
But it put fear into the market.
Fear don't raise prices. It's supply and demand. Okay. What they did was they stopped the supply. They shut shit down. Listen, the day that I found out Biden was elected, I said, that's it. We're done having $2 a gallon gas. It'll be $4 a gallon. I was wrong. It is now $6.75, almost $7 a gallon. And you know what, Biden voters? You know how you have your vax card? You should have a card on who you voted for. If you voted for Donald Trump, your gas is at $2 a gallon. If you voted for Biden, it's $6.75 a gallon.
Yeah, and if you voted for Biden, you should have to take in a family of immigrants.
Haitians. Yeah.
There we go.
Mexicans.
Not necessary. I'm retired myself, so I live on fixed income. So these things matter to me and my generation group, you know.
I'm guessing by his mask, he probably voted this problem, so it's his own fault.
Well, okay, but the thing is, that's who it hurts the most, people on fixed incomes. Their income doesn't come up exponentially with inflation. And if you play this, he'll talk about the inflation when the last time it happened. And I remember this. Or not.
Situation, Dad, to be able to retire. Prices keep escalating like it is. It's going to make it very difficult for everybody in California and in the country as well.
Well, the gas prices in California are crazy.
It just made it so much harder to get from place to place. And I feel like I spend most of my money.
Because they want you to stay home, sweetheart.
Like gas and food. So it's just kind of frustrating.
I was pretty shocked when I looked at the price. I was expecting it to be like four something.
It's a little much, you know. I mean, especially with so many people that have been out of work and things like that. And we had kids in their 20s, and they, you know, it's hard for them to go to the grocery store.
The people that are obviously, you know, running the whole situation. I mean, politics, obviously, money. Right? That's the problem. It's just money.
Well, it's the taxes. You go across the border in Oregon, and right away it's $1 a gallon cheaper. So we're overtaxed here.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about our current president. He's spending money, as we used to say when I was in the military, like a drunken sailor. So it's like it doesn't matter how much he spends. He just prints more money and taxes more of it, you know, which of course causes inflation to go up.
It would be beneficial to, I'm sure, to America if he would, do something.
Die!
You know, I was around in 1975 when inflation went crazy, you know. I mean, it went like 30%, you know, 25-30%. Most people, or a lot of people alive, they don't remember that, or they weren't born then. It's going to take a bad turn in this country for us. And it needs to stop.
I think we just need to like shift away from oil and get more sustainable, you know, automobiles.
Stop. Hold it. Stop.
Yeah. But until we do.
Yeah. This bitch. First of all. Oh, yeah. We got to get more. We got to get some. But, you know what? What we should do? We should get a unicorn to come down and shit a power supply. That's what we need to do.
This is in Northern California where, you know, there's
a fucking reality is just a fucking concept. That's
more
the
of a gypsy mentality. So
you know what we need? We need to take a windmill and strap it to the back of our fucking Prius, so that way we can get around. This is bullshit, and these people are college educated fucking morons. There's no reason why gas prices have to be this high. None. Somebody's got their finger on a fucking scale, and it starts at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it needs to stop. I don't know what President Biden needs to do. I know. He needs to fucking croak is what he needs. Go ahead. Let the ducks.
You know what? You know what I think, John?
Yep. Here they come. Here come the ducks.
Nothing like a good palate cleanser when John starts turning red.
Oh, God damn it. Tell you what, that guy's talented. Anybody that can get that chicken to sing like that.
That was so cute. That's why I let it go to the end.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just hope that wasn't, that was a boy chicken.
I got to go, you know, and this, it fires me up. This shit fires me up. It is just, there's no common sense in this country. You see people and you watch, and if you watch what they post on social media and you listen to that nitwit sitting there saying, oh, we just, well, you know what we need to do? We need to get a car that runs on water. No shit, lady. Invent one. Invent one tomorrow. And I'm with you. Hey, listen, I would love it tomorrow if they came out with something I could strap to my car and the sun would make my car run. But they don't have that right now. Right now, gas is our best bet. There's a shit ton of it in this earth. There's no reason why we have to stop using it right now. Fuck all that shit where they say it's the climate change and a climate problem. My God. I'm ready, Bob. I'm ready to start. I'm ready to go to arms. We need to take this country back by force. Fuck all this shit. First thing we need to do is we need to take over the means of information. We need to take over the radio stations and we need to take over the TV stations. Start firing people. No? Say something, Bob!
I had to pull a video real quick, man.
I feel like Alex Jones right now.
Sandy Hook.
God damn it.
Well, you were saying that, you know, everybody's an idiot right now. I don't understand what causes this.
Oh, I know exactly what causes this. But go ahead, play the video. I've seen this.
Oh, my God, that motherfucking woman that got caught stealing at Walmart. What the fuck? Look at this motherfucker.
What kind of a, like a van, like what's the wrap on that van? I can't tell what it is. It says 88, but I don't know what 88, that means.
I don't know. It's maybe it's a
Oh, it's their Walmart parking lot security.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So he blocked her in. Look at this.
I mean, why would you not just move?
Well, because he's trying to keep her in there until the police get there. Notice how the
that's the driver right there.
Get out of the car.
This dude's nuts.
Look at this. I mean, he's destroying that car.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lordy. Now, that poor person, that car's wrecked now. There's no license plate on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say good luck finding it, but it's not going to be, you know, we're finding out the dented car, dented silver minivan.
Might be underneath. Down here underneath the rocker of that van.
Oh, that would only be. Yeah, but see, this is the second time.
Yeah, there isn't one there either.
There's no license plate. So I don't know if they came in with no license plate to steal shit. You know how they're allowed to steal a certain amount of money.
I think it was awesome that was narrated by Samuel L. Jackson.
Was it? See, what you need is...
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, what you need is you need a pair of side cutters, like side wire cutters. And when they do that, you just go over and you cut the valve stems off of two wheels.
They ain't going nowhere. Yeah, that thing, dude, you got ran over. That dude was nuts, man, trying to...
I'm telling you, it stopped just long enough. You could have just snipped a valve stem here, a valve stem there. Well, he walked right behind the car like a moron.
Get out your phone and you take video of the driver the best you can and you get the hell away from it. It's just a car. Like, insurance will take care of it. You know what I mean? Like, you let, you know, you do your best you can to get who's driving because there's no tag.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
I don't know. I would just like to disable the vehicle so they couldn't do anything. In my heart, that would make me feel better.
Well, how would you disable it?
I just told you, you take a pair of side cutters and you cut the valve stem off when the car stops.
But the car's going backwards, forwards.
You can get in there and cut that off. I know I could. It's not going, she moved up. She sat there for a while. The guy walked behind the car. She could have snipped it. Forget that. Just take a big old pig sticker knife out and plunge it into the sidewall of the tire. That'll do it. That'll work. Ah.
I'm pulling my last one.
Okay. Where's that rap at? Jesus.
Oh, gosh, here.
We appreciate you waiting.
There.
Oh, my goodness. Can't help
the aspect ratio here. That's just how it is. Here we go.
But you know, there's a lot that is.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's our president.
He's not doing mean, hateful tweets.
Yeah, he's not doing anything. He's just trying not to shit his pants. They got to keep giving him ice cream because apparently that is something that they give Alzheimer patients. And for some reason, if you can figure out what their favorite flavor is, it takes them back in the day and it stimulates something in their memory, ice cream. That's a proven fact, you know. I'm not just making shit up. That's why you see that guy with an ice cream cone in his hand all the time. Can we end this now? Can I have a dad joke so we can get out of here? Because
why?
This is 1 hour, so 20 minutes. Angry. I have no idea. I'm just fuming right now. I probably won't be able to get to sleep. Yeah, your wife is right again. Biden probably doesn't know how to tweet.
I can calm you down.
Oh my God. What did you do? Woman.
Jenny's a lesbian. Our oldest son is gay, and our youngest son is straight.
How dare you?
We embrace who we are. We got married as man and wife. I started asking Jenny little things to kind of push some of the gender boundaries.
I knew exactly where we were headed. We thought we were doomed.
I had some friends that told me themselves they had trouble coming to terms.
We went from a family that no one looked at twice to a family that everybody is looking at.
Oh, I bet you they are. Oh, yeah. I bet you're getting all kinds of looks. Christ. Oh, yeah. We went from a family to look at it. No one looked at us. And now everybody's like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Oh, God. I love it.
Those poor fucking kids. Those poor confused. What happened to daddy? I don't know. Thinks he's got a vagina.
I had to do for me. I am beyond excited to wear a two-piece swimsuit.
Here we go.
How'd you like to see that in a two-piece?
Oh, no.
Oh, we don't get to see it.
This was actually Jenny's.
That was mine.
This was Jenny's dress that I never wore.
I
wore more often than she did.
Yeah. We've been together 17 years, almost 18, and married for over 15.
I mean, I will say this, they're still together.
Hetero, cisgendered couple, man and wife, you know, normal American family, had our kids. But early on in our marriage, I started asking Jenny little things to kind of push some of the gender boundaries, I guess.
Can we see this?
Can I get some of these clothes? And she was like, okay, well, can I get some more? And she was like, okay, well, can I get some really feminine clothes? And she was like, okay. I would still explain it away or flat out deny to myself where I was heading. Like, I explained it to myself as this weird kink, right? Like, oh, this is just this weird kink that I like to do, and, you know, it'll never see the light of day.
I figured it out real fast.
Jenny's always figured me out faster than I figured out myself.
Yeah, I knew exactly where we were headed. I knew exactly where she was headed. We felt like we had this perfect thing going. You know, we were living the American white picket fence dream. And then slowly, you know, we were hiding these little secrets about Sarah's wardrobe behind closed doors and everything. And the thought of potentially straying away from that was a little scary in retrospect. I had to have been drawn to some of that feminine energy. I connected all the dots and figured out that I was definitely a lesbian. So we went from a family that no one looked at twice to a family that everybody is looking at.
This is Morgan. Hello. Morgan's our oldest. He's 14 and a freshman in high school.
Freshman in high school and marching band.
Toby's our youngest. He's 12 and a seventh grader.
I mean, my friends I've been friends with since second grade. So we've been in the same friend circle for I don't know how many years. I don't know. I can't do math. They all understand, at least my close ones, like understand the situation. She's Ima, which is just mom in Hebrew. And then she's just mommy or mom or mommy-o.
Mommy-o.
I tell my friends my dad died in a car crash and a woman came out.
I was waiting for that.
I told my friends my dad died in a car crash. Oh my god, it's the fucking best. What happened to your dad? That motherfucker died in a car crash. I don't know what that is, but it ain't my dad. Oh my god.
All right, that's enough.
Jesus Christ.
John, I can DM this video over to you if you need something for your spank bank later.
Jesus God. Oh shit. All right. Bob, I think we've done it all. I think we've said it all. Holy mackerel. Oh my God.
All right.
My dad died in a car crash.
My dad died in a car crash, so my mom started dyeing her hair purple.
Purple, and started dating this woman. It kind of looks like my dad.
All right, I've got two of them that I need to go and just burn up.
All right. What the hell? Let's go an hour and a half.
These are the jokes.
Oh.
Two dad jokes. Ready?
Gotcha.
A sperm donor, Carpenter, and Julius Caesar walk into a bar. One came, one sawed, and one conquered.
Okay, I get that one. Go ahead.
Okay. Get ready to hit end broadcast after this one.
Okay, I got my finger on the trigger.
I caught the wife yelling at the TV like, "Don't go in there! No! You moron, don't!" And I went in there, and she's watching our wedding video.
Jesus. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.